to looking back through the files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History for Wednesday, the 26th of August. We're finally to the end of August.
Oh, and it's Gawler Show Week, isn't it?
Yes, that is Gawler Show Week. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And a sunny weekend. So
yeah,
in
it
retrospect.
Was beautiful. It was a lovely weekend, yes. Yep.
So, and we're down here in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre on Kaurna land recording, which we're very fortunate to be able to use this place. So.
This facility.
Yes. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here.
I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Ignorant MPs. The gross and culpable ignorance displayed by some of the members of the House of Assembly on subjects they are supposed to be conversant with is truly humiliating. At least there will be sufficient good sense in the members to keep silence if they know nothing of the subject under discussion and not continually open their mouths to put feet in them. Ah, politicians, they never change. Never changes.
Yes, 100 years ago, electric light failure. Gawler was plunged into darkness on Monday night through the failure of the electrical light service. Warning was given about a quarter of an hour before the blackout by lights flickering low, the result being as from a short circuit due to rain getting to the connections, and that was a common fault.
Yes.
It still is a common fault,
still
I think.
Happens. Yes.
Yes, it still
happens.
Is. So,
yep. Another one that never changes. So 50 years ago, $100 deposit homes out for Evanston. Following a request for residents of Gawler, Manapara District Council has decided that it is not prepared to recommend the SA Housing Trust build $100 deposit homes in the Evanston area.
$100 deposit for
wow, amazing. 25 years ago, ticket to Ireland and maybe AFL for Bradley. Although 16-year-old Bradley Symes is still a fresh-faced teenager, he isn't now, he could just be one season away from joining an AFL club. Bradley from Gawler was one of 10 Australian under-16 footballers chosen in the Australian Institute of Sport AFL Academy squad 2 weeks ago. And there is a photograph of the said young man who would be 31 or 41 now, wouldn't he?
Yes, yeah. I wonder if he's still playing. Probably not.
Probably not broken down like the rest of us.
10 years ago, cheeky star returns. More than a decade since popular TV series McLeod's Daughters burst onto our screens, stars Aaron Jeffrey and Simone Jade McKinnon saddled up to rekindle memories at Drovers One, visiting the region to meet with fans last week. The Bunyip journalist, Linda Tilley, spoke with Jeffrey, known for his long-running performance as Alex Ryan, the cheeky bad boy who captured viewers' hearts.
And that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
And we'll catch up next week.
Until next week.
Until then.
Until then.
For old life's song.